Welcome to Nevada News. Meg is on the program today. A very special show. Matt Long has the rundown.
Today we've got our annual teen edition where we'll be talking with students from across the Silver State, finding out what their views on the issues facing Nevada are.
It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center is proud to announce it has been designated a foreign trade zone. What does that mean for you? Well, bring your product to TRI duty-free. Manufacture it, store it, sell it, and then only pay the taxes when you deliver it to your customer. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center,
the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
The annual teen edition of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by AT&T Nevada, Marilyn York Attorney at Law, the Bosma Group, the Nevada Motor Transport Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the El Dorado Hotel Casino in Reno. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, this is my favorite show of the year where we get to talk to high school seniors from around the state. And we have a great PowerPundit panel to start out with. Michael Aranda is here with Reed High School. Pleasure to have you on the program. Rose Schoen is here with Wooster High School. And Stephen Chiara from Bonanza High School. Welcome to all of you.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome. You're up, buddy.
I'm up. All righty. So with all the new changes that they're making to the health care reform bill, what are your guys' thoughts on that?
I'll go first. I think that the system does need to be overhauled. It is flawed, and I think that the changes they're trying to make are progressing, but there's more to be done.
What would you like to see done?
I'd like to see more, maybe the people taking action on how to take care of themselves better, and also for like making the insurance, making them more competitive.
So you'd like to see a public option, or just
public
just
and private? I think there should be both options. I don't think it should be forced either way.
I think one of the interesting things is, of course, that, you know, the Senate is working on the bill now. There are some things that are in, there are some things that are out, but before this goes to the president, it's going to have to be reconciled, so all these things that are out could suddenly come back in.
Do you think anything that has been taken out previously will be brought back up in conference committee?
Most definitely. I mean, like, anything that's been a solid document or any bill or any act that's been put into place, there's going to be changes, and then they're going to talk about it up in Senate. It's already passed the House, so they're going to talk about it in Senate conference and talk about the different changes they really want out and the different changes they want to keep in, and it's just going to be a huge debacle.
What do you think? You know, we've got a senator reading an entire amendment that's going to take up more than a day of the Senate's work. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, I think, like, the way that whole health care bill has gone, it's been sort of like dialectical reasoning. You know
what does that mean?
Huh?
What does that mean?
It's like, a form of Hegelian dialectics or dialectical reasoning, like where you present your thesis and then your opponent comes up with an antithesis, and you sort of like come up with like a agreement, you know what I mean? And I think that's the way this has gone, because Barack Obama tried to come up with a public option for health care that would make health care cheaper and would also expand coverage on Medicare and Medicaid, which has 100 million beneficiaries. And I think expanding Medicare and Medicaid would be, you know, would be good for the country. But I think that So, like, we lose 18,000 people a year for lack of health insurance. And I think that, you know, we have a lot of, I think the Republicans are focusing too much on, you know, fallacious arguments such as socialized medicine, death panels, you know, free health care to legal immigrants. And I think they need to focus more on universal health care. It's Obama's can become the first president out of seven to try to get universal health care for everybody. And I think universal health care is the apotheosis of egalitarianism, you know, political, social, economic equality for all.
Do you agree with that?
No, I disagree. I don't think that we should have just a cookie cutter for every single person about what their health care is. I think that it would reduce the quality of the health care, and I think it would also reduce the amount of quality in the people who are providing health care for everybody.
How would it reduce the quality of health care given to each person if it's if everyone's given the same blanket coverage? How is it going to decrease the quality?
I just think that if you just cookie cutter everybody, then there's no, like, really specialized health care as much. And I think that also with the amount of illegal immigrants that we have too, that's just like so many more people we're having to provide to, and if we're not requiring them to also contribute to American society, how are we actually paying for this? Which just raises taxes more, and we're already in a huge national deficit.
I think a great way to reference it would be a buffet. When you're in a buffet, there's a bunch of food, but is the quality the best? As to going to a private restaurant where you order exactly what you want, and you know the quality you was put into it because they'll cook it specifically for you. And that's how I see the healthcare reform. If it's universal, it's a buffet where everybody can take a serving, but there's so much. Does it have to have high quality, or do they just have to serve everyone? And that's how I see it.
I find it odd that you know, people are calling Obama a socialist because he's raising taxes. His tax rate right now is 35%. Eisenhower in the 50s had it at 92%. Gerald Ford had it at 70%. Woodrow Wilson had it at 67%. So, you know, people are calling Obama socialist and this and that because he wants to raise taxes. But a new poll by the Associated Press says that we should tax the rich because if you look at the statistics, 5% of the, this population controls 85% of the wealth. So the smart idea would be to tax the rich. We're not going to take all the money. We're just going to tax the rich better than taxing the middle class who are already struggling with health care.
I strongly disagree with that because why are we punishing people who have worked their whole lives to have money? It's not like, oh, money just came down from heaven and it was given to them. No, they had to work to get this money, and why are we taking more away from them when they've worked as hard, you know, to get this money? And if they want to choose to what they want to spend their money on, why can't we just, if we're all going to give everyone the same health care, why can't we all get the same taxes?
So do you disagree with the contention that Obama is becoming similar to a socialist or have a socialist agenda?
And I wouldn't call him socialist, but I think that we're already in such a huge deficit, not only for our own country, but to other countries like China. We're in debt to them. Why are we, like, spending more money that we really don't have? And not only that, but they calculated out that every man, woman, and child in America would be in debt $39,000. So, I mean, that's a lot of money, and where are we going to get this money? I mean, I think that it's not there.
And that's where we have to leave it. I thank you all very much for a very spirited discussion. We'll be right back with another panel after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com. Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans. Generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year. Provided nearly $700 million to help our schools. And built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
The annual Teen Edition of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by AT&T Nevada, Marilyn York, Attorney at Law, the Bosma Group, the Nevada Motor Transport Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the El Dorado Hotel Casino in Reno. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers on our special teen edition, we welcome Hannah Sukup with Las Vegas Academy. Pleasure to have you on the program. We have Michael Blaine from Reno High School. Pleasure to have you here. And Meredith Hutchins. Welcome all. You know, you hear politicians all the time when they're talking about the debt, and they say, our children and our grandchildren are going to be paying for this. What do you think about that? It's become your debt.
The debt? All I really have to say about the debt is that I don't see it going down anytime soon. Especially,
but do you feel irritated that people are spending your money? That you're going to be paying higher taxes down the road?
I know it's going to be there for a long time, and I know that you can't really get away from it, but I don't really have a lot to say about how it came to, like, I know how the debt started. Like, we started doing deficit spending during the 70s, and it started going up, and we just kept going on and on and on just spending, and I think that it's not responsible to spend what you don't have, and we just keep doing that, and I don't find it good that I have to spend it. I'm going to have to take care of it later, especially when the administration is making more plans to increase the debt with health care, with the war, another war, when we're not even all the way out of the last one. So with it increasing, no, I'm very irritated.
How do you guys feel about the fact that because of this rising debt and the fact that we're going to have to increase taxes and we're losing money out of programs like Social Security, that you're not going to be able to take advantage of those programs, that if you have summer jobs that you're even paying into right now? How do you feel about that?
I think that we should find an alternative for those programs. And we need to find some way so that we can make those work. But taxpayers aren't paying more. There needs to be some way, such as tax cuts, through funding cuts, something that people won't have to pay more.
What programs do you think should be cut, though? Because right now we are in dire straits, but like certain programs are so needed that it's hard to pick and choose which ones.
It is hard, but we need to remember about mandatory spending and which programs should be mandatory. And about pork legislation, people in Congress need to realize what is more important, not just bringing home the bacon to their states because of elections coming up.
Very interesting.
But a question along those lines. Senator Reid is up for re-election.
Right.
One of his biggest things is that he's the majority leader of the United States. He has the most power of any senator. And for him to be re-elected, he has to bring home the pork. Because if he doesn't, then where's the power?
And that's a part of his job. But I think really I think it's good that he tries to support Nevada as well as the entirety of the United States. But I think there needs to find a balance. And a lot of the times the pork is more not really supporting anyone. It's just kind of, you know, pushing out the needs of a certain lobbyist or something. But it's not really supporting the needs of the state. I think they really need to pay more attention to what the people really need.
Well, what do you think about federal money coming into the state to build roads, for example? Is that a good thing?
I think it's good for jobs, definitely. FDR did it. During the Great Depression, and that really provided jobs for everybody, and it also made people work for their money. So public roads, like public transportation, highways, roads, interstate highways, I think that's really good for the economy, really good for jobs.
That is a part of the pork, though, that we're talking about, is bringing home the bacon to the states, as it was said earlier, is like getting these contracts and getting more money for more roads and things of that nature, and having the Senate Majority Leader is a big boost to Nevada. But like, if you were saying that you need to look at the nation as a whole, just by, like, do you think that it's wrong for Senator Reid to really try to push for Nevada to get a lot of this money?
No, I don't think so. I think that he needs to do what he needs to do, but he shouldn't be overexerting his use and his power because of the elections, especially. He needs to do what he needs to do for Nevada, but really the elections are going to come down to if the people are going to like him or not because of that, because he does have a lot of power.
One thing that's coming up for discussion recently is this potential personhood initiative, which a lot of folks are claiming is a way to stop abortion in the Silver State. What are your thoughts on that? Is it a settled issue for you, or is it something that should be up for debate?
Are you referring to the provisions in the health care bill?
No, this is an initiative that wants to say that from the very first moment of life for a fetus, that is actually a person. And should have all due process rights. But I guess my bigger question is do you feel that the abortion issue is settled in Nevada to where it's legal? Or do you think that should be something that should be up for discussion again?
The abortion issue will never go away. Personally, I'm pro-choice. I think a woman should have the right to what happens to their body and their life. But I don't think we're ever going to find a way to please everybody. I guess it just goes to the majority.
Your thoughts?
I don't get excited about, you know, the prospect of a woman getting an abortion. It's not a good thing, but it should be her choice. So, you know, it's the kind of thing where I'm not for it, but I can't really say that I'm against it. You know, so I think it should definitely be a person's choice. There's tons of different circumstances, but it shouldn't be illegal.
I disagree. Personally, for me, I believe that it should not be a choice. I mean, I know that sounds bad, but I believe that there are other contraceptives and other ways to prevent those pregnancies.
But what if those contraceptives have failed, and then it's...
That's really rare, too, though.
Mm. Well, it does happen.
And if it does happen, then there should be that option. Abortion shouldn't be completely banned. But I think that they should not be abusing abortions. There should be a limit, and there should be certain circumstances to which a woman should get an abortion. But I do not believe that a woman should just get an abortion as a method of contraception. I think that there are other ways that are less strenuous on her.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you very much. A thoughtful discussion. We appreciate you all being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
REMSA is here when you need a paramedic ambulance. Silver Saver protects you from out-of-pocket expenses. Call 858-5757 for information.
Flat hair is so last year. Imagine being able to create today's hottest hairstyles in seconds. Now you can go from flat to fabulous. Bump It's give you perfect volume and style every time. Bump It's self-primping hair volumizing inserts let you feel confident and beautiful. They're so easy to use. Anyone can be a stylist. Go sexy, elegant, casual, sassy, flirty, and fabulous. Call now. Try Bump It Setup 2 for just $19.99. And get two mini Bump Its free. Use minis to bump your bangs or rock a pony. We'll also add the taller Hollywood Bump It for extra high volume free. Just pay processing and handling. Choose from four colors and just follow the easy instructions. Bump it up with Bump Its by Big Happy Hair. Bump It set of two plus two minis now for just $19.99.
Call 1-800-332-9578. That's 1-800-332-9578. Call now.
What if everybody was exactly the same? Boring. Embrace the differences in yourself and in others.
I'm different.
If all you see is the disability, you might be missing a lot. People with disabilities are just people.
The annual teen edition of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by AT&T Nevada, Marilyn York, attorney at law, the Bosma Group, the Nevada Motor Transport Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the El Dorado Hotel Casino in Reno. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, another great panel of high school kids from across the state. Rebecca Lane joins us from Cheyenne High School. Pleased to have you on the program. We have Ben Kellengart from Damati Ranch High School. And we have Sarah Davis with the I Can Do Anything Charter High School. And she's a senior there. We're fighting two wars right now. What do you think about that?
I believe that the wars we are fighting are very unnecessary.
Because,
for one, Afghanistan is controversial because supposedly they were involved with the terrorist attacks on 9/11. So depending on where you stand, that one can be necessary, but the war in Iraq is completely unnecessary. I think that we're fighting for all the wrong reasons and we're wasting a ton of money that could be used.
How do you feel about the fact that by international law, the war in Afghanistan we were just in, but the war in Iraq we actually broke international law in going into it? How do you feel about that? Does that strengthen your opposition?
It does in a way. It strengthens my opposition because
Okay, let's move on to your thoughts.
I agree that the war in Iraq may be somewhat misguided and overstretched for fighting for too many reasons, but I would like to point out that when we went into at least Afghanistan, and the majority of the people when we went to Iraq also, people were very pro-war, defend our country, patriotism. The 9/11, that was probably the greatest positive effect it had, was the sudden surge in patriotism and nationalism. And in light of those events, people were very pro-war, go fight for what happened. And although you may disagree now, many people now who are large opponents thought that it was the right thing to do at the time.
Yeah, but isn't it also true that a lot of the people who were pro-war and pro the Iraq war didn't realize that it was that they didn't have a connection to the Taliban, and then of course the weapons of mass destruction that were quote unquote there weren't, they didn't find any. Do you think that it was misguided that they...
I do believe that the war was misguided, and we probably shouldn't be there. We definitely shouldn't be there for the reasons we are there for now. But we weren't wrong going into the war when the majority of the population wants to go into the war, and we're going to war. It was for our safety, because if they had the weapons of mass destruction, they could have been used against us, and it was a war for our country's safety. And even if it was misguided, it was, at the time, the right thing to do.
Rebecca, we fought in World War II in Germany and Japan. We still have troops there 60 years after that war. Do you envision that we're going to see troops in Afghanistan 60 years from now?
I really hope not. I think that right now, the promises that were being made from President Obama, I think that, like he said, we went into a war with patriotism and pride, which is a good thing, but I think it's slowing down now, and I think that if promises are met and kept, that hopefully we will be out sooner than, but the way,
So should popular opinion be the basis of foreign policy, and especially in the case of wars?
I disagree, because no, it shouldn't be, because the majority of people are very uneducated in all aspects of politics, our economy, our foreign policy. They just don't know what they're talking about. So although everyone does have a right to their opinion, if it's uneducated, their opinion shouldn't really count for anything at all.
All right. Why do you think people are so
ignorant to they don't really care. They'll watch, they might watch the news, and they'll get the one spinoff from the one news caster, whoever, whatever their political affiliation is, and they'll spin the story that direction, and then they'll base everything off of that. Whereas you really need to look into different points of view, because although one point of view may be skewed, there is no right point of view, everyone's going to be biased. The more you look at, and the more you actually look into and care about knowing, then you'll be able to take the many views and put together what you believe is right.
So I got a question. Do you think that that brought up an interesting point in my mind, was bias in newscasting, and do you think that that's a bad thing for America if we have such bias, like one swings left, one swings right? Do you think that's a bad thing for the population?
I think it is a very negative thing for the population, because it influences young voters, especially to go towards the more trendy, vote. Like with President Obama, it was more trendy to vote for him because he's the first black president. There was t-shirts put out and stickers, and everybody wanted to vote for the black president because it was, the controversial thing. They wanted to have their say, blah, blah, blah. And I think that is very negative, because people aren't educated now. They're just doing what's trendy.
Do you think that we'll see a long-term negative effect of biased media, or do you think that it's just something that, we get up in arms about and it won't actually affect us in the long term?
Bias? I don't know. I think that it's important for others to kind of go a direction and feel one. I think it's important to form your own opinions, But it seems right now that we're trying to do so much in this country to unite everyone and, you know, kind of get us on the same track, you know, make things like, you know, world peace, right? But I think that, you know, the way, you know, bias works is in the long run, it's gonna still be there, like everywhere, you know, we're always gonna have people who are biased and we're always gonna form opinions. And
well, I think, you know, in response, what I'd like to say, you know, being a part of the media, is that people shouldn't just take their source of news and information from one place.
Yes.
That you need to go not only to the places that think the same way you do, but go to the places that think, yes, the exact opposite of the way you do. And in the long run, you'll end up with finding the middle ground, and the middle ground is invariably where the truth is. Thank you so much. Very thoughtful discussion. Really appreciate you guys being here. We'll be right back on About a Newsmakers after this timeout.
Everyone who switched to high-definition TV says the same thing. Once you've experienced HD, you can never go back. And once you've experienced the irresistible prices RC Willie has on TVs, you'll never shop anywhere else.
Right now, this Samsung 52-inch LCD HD TV is only $1,139 after manufacturer's instant discount. Professional installation is available. Pay no down and no interest until 2011.
See what the fuss is about. RC Willie, your home, your way.
Think you're too busy to work out? Think again. Now there's the Abstracle Pro, the fastest, easiest way to lose those love handles and get the sexy, sculpted body you've always wanted.
The secret is the Abstracle Pro combines cardio and abs to burn fat, while its unique friction-free track uses the momentum of gravity to target your entire midsection in a full circular motion, firing your core like no other machine has ever done. Best of all, it's fun and easy and takes just 3 minutes a day. And now, through this exclusive TV offer, the Abcircle Pro can be yours to try in your home for 30 days for just $14.95. And if you call within the next 10 minutes, we'll send you Jennifer Nicole Lee's complete Lose Your Love Handle System, which includes our 3-minute express workout and nutritional guide, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-893-0921 to try Abcircle Pro for $14.95 plus shipping with credit card order. Call now for a free upgrade priority processing. That's 1-800-893-0921.
When you are wrongfully injured through no fault of your own, life can be tough. Oasis Legal Finance is the number one choice to provide clients the money they need for bills and living expenses long before their case may settle. Call Oasis now. If you're approved, you could have a check in as little as 24 hours. The phone call is free. The application is free. And there's no obligation to repay if you lose your case. Call Oasis now.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Plus, you can download the show to your iPod free of charge from iTunes.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers for the latest news from across the state.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next broadcast.